Well, I went to university at the University of Bedfordshire, and in my first week there, there's some posters sort of advertising a dodgeball session. So I assumed it was sort of a social meet and greet new people. I went along and it actually turned out to be a trial for the university team. And it was from there, really. So my first year in university, and from there I've sort of continued on since.
And how long have you been involved in the England setup, Ed?
I think I originally got into the sort of the main squad, like training squad, after only about a year and a half of having started playing. So I've been in the main squad about 5.5 years or so. Yeah, I've been involved ever since then.
Are there many international fixtures throughout a year?
So there's a European Championships every year in the summer. So we're off to Paris this year. And then we have sort of a home nations, kind of like the rugby do have their Six Nations. So they have the GB teams. And then obviously this year was the first World Cup as well.
And year on year, more people coming along to watch these matches, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the crowds have been, certainly on the growth. We saw hundreds of people there at the weekend over the World Cup, which was great to see. Kids as well as adults alike. So growing great, really.
It must be an amazing community to be a part of, because as you play more and get better and gain more experience as a player, the sport is kind of growing with each game as well. New teams are forming, more people are taking it up, and obviously with this World Cup win, you're hoping that leaves some kind of legacy.
Absolutely. I mean, every year we're seeing they're having to sort of change how the leagues are set up, because there are more and more teams having to split regions smaller and smaller due to the increased numbers. But also the youngsters that are involved, whether it's at school levels, outside of clubs, just can't seem to get enough of it.
What was the recent World Cup event like? It was in Manchester. You mentioned hundreds of people going along to watch the games. How many teams did you have to play en route to getting the chance to play Malaysia in the final?
Yeah, so we had the European Championships last year. We used as the qualification. So England, Scotland and Wales qualified for the men from last year's European Championships for this year's World Cup. And then there were eight men's teams in total, including those three. On the day, so on the Saturday, we had a group stage, two group stages of four each. So we played a round robin, and then we had a quarter final, semi final, and the final against Malaysia.
And it was quite a one sided final as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, we played phenomenally well, to be fair. Malaysia, although the score didn't necessarily reflect it, they were an incredible team. I mean, with the sort of the gameplay, the way it works is as it gets towards the end of the time, the other team, if they're behind, they're going to have to play a more sort of risk-reward strategy in order to catch up if they are behind. So there's always that risk that if it's not coming off for them, they might go further behind, but it's that risk they've got to take.
I've spoken to a few dodgeball players locally who play for a club local to us, the Ipswich Mavericks, and you don't get many more people passionate about their sport. With a World Cup win like this, what's the, for people in dodgeball, where would they like to see, where would you like to see the sport in say, 5-10 years' time? Are we thinking more, you know, more exposure in the media, more TV coverage perhaps?
Definitely. I mean, long term, I mean, obviously the ultimate goal for most sports, I would say, is obviously to compete in the Olympics. But more short term than that, it's certainly the more intervention of, sort of junior clubs, greater league structure in place around the country, around other countries for that matter. But certainly, yeah, more media coverage would be a great start to that.